Hello?
Hello? Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we'd like to include your response to this survey.
I don't know. What's it about?
Well, ma'am, this is a very short survey about ammonia plant opening in Ingleside.
Ammonia plant opening,
yes, ma'am,
in Ingleside. Okay, gotcha.
Yes. Okay.
All righty. Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but I'll see what if I can answer some questions.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate your help. Okay, to begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you anyone in the household employed by news media, market research firm, elected officials, or actively involved with political campaigns?
God, no.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, no problem. Thinking about, past November general election for a moment, which party candidate have you tended, to vote most often? Would that be Republican or Democrat?
Republican,
okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for this survey, what year were you born?
72.
All right. And have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about building an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside?
I know I'd heard something at some point in time about a plant, but I had no idea of anything like an ammonia plant.
Okay, ma'am, now I'd like to read you the names of several individuals or groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have, heard of the person or group, or if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so, and I'll move to the next one, okay? The first one is Yara.
No.
Okay. Port of Corpus Christi.
Port of Corpus Christi, yes.
Okay, would that be, do you have a strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or strong negative about them?
No, positive.
Would that be somewhat or strong?
Somewhat. It will say somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, what about Valero?
Positive. Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, Enbridge.
Never heard of them.
Okay. Flint Hills Resources.
Somewhat positive.
Project Yaren.
Never heard of them.
Nueces County Green Ammonia.
Never heard of them.
And Oxy Energy Corporation.
Somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
That's hard to say because I don't know what an ammonia plant would.
Well, I'm fixing to read some of the stuff they're going to do, okay, what's involved. I mean, you can change your mind at the end because I'm going to ask you the same question, okay?
Okay.
So for right now,
what was the first question again?
Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located, on the southern edge of Ingleside? Would that be favor strong, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I would say somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am. Please tell me if each following items, of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed the construction of an ammonia plant in the south part of Ingleside. Here's the first one, okay? The proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at south tip of Ingleside. Would that make you favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I would say somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. All right. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide. Would that make you favors? Somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I would somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. Okay. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large scale of infrastructure and development expertise with world-class deep water docks and expert capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Would that make you favor strong, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. All right, the produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right, you know, at the facility. Therefore, the production ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residents, and then it be shipped. Would you favor strongly, somewhat? Somewhat opposed or strongly? Okay, somewhat opposed. Favor, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Opponents say, you know, the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion and as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
That's a hard one. Probably somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year, you know, in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salary, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services. Favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. All right, ma'am, opponents say, you know, the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a somewhat, not favor, but somewhat opposed,
right?
On that. Yeah.
Somewhat opposed. Okay.
Yeah, you don't
all right,
take that idea.
All right. Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the Mount facility, from the ammonia facility, will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to a permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County. Would that make you favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
That's hard. I'm going to say somewhat opposed. I'm not really sure about that. Yeah.
Okay. Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation, and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities. Would that make you favor strong, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. All right, the blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, though creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source. Would that make you favors? Somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. All right, the proposed facility will generate roughly, you know, 4,000 jobs at the peak of the construction, and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service. Would that make you support it? Favors, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. All right, opponents say that proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives. You strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, okay. In the addition of paying property taxes, you know, on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and exercise tax. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. All right, Enbridge products and, you know, monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within, you know, acceptable range, track and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and made available to the public. Would that make you favor, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. All right, personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlike event, you know, that there is a incident at the proposed facility. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Favor.
Okay, consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items such as glass cleaner, disinfectant, aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pest stain removers. Would you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Somewhat, I don't know, favor, I guess.
Somewhat favor. Okay. Ammonia production, you know, is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. Would that make you favor strongly? Somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed.
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. Okay, the last one said the ammonia produced by the facility will be imported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since, you know, ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that would otherwise come from coal plants. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And would you, okay, let me ask you the question. Now that I read you all the information, okay, let me ask you again. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
I still don't feel like I'm educated enough to honestly give a real answer. However,
and we have, you know, favor strongly, favor somewhat, oppose somewhat, or
favor somewhat. Yes, yeah. Cause okay. I just don't feel educated enough to, you know. But from what you've told me so far, yeah.
Right? Okay. And in your own words, can you please tell me? Why would you favor the proposed ammonia plant? Well, you know, somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor, as long as it's environmentally, what's the word I'm looking for? Not going to be environmentally
Friendly, right?
Yes, as long as it's environmentally friendly and it's
okay,
then I would favor it because, you know, it's
okay.
Jobs are needed, but, you know, energy is needed. These are things we cannot live without, so.
Environmentally
sound and jobs.
Okay. Friendly. I'm writing this down, okay, because there's an open question.
No problem.
Friendly and produces jobs, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and now I just have a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
No.
Okay. All right, and is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or other race?
Anglo.
Okay. And do you own or rent a place of residence, ma'am?
Own.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, which of the following best describes your current type of, or most recent type of employment? Would that be self-employed in your own business, clerical, like retail? White collar management, construction or manufacturing, energy, chemical, professions such as law or medicine, government, education, farming, fishing, or, you know.
I'm a homemaker.
So okay.
I'm unemployed. I take care of my family.
Okay, we'll go with that. All right, ma'am, and do you have an Instagram account?
No.
What about Facebook account?
I do have one.
Okay. And do you have an X account?
No.
No X account. Okay. And do you watch that nightly local news four or more days per week?
Not four more, no. Maybe two.
Okay, so no, right? So, okay. And do you read the Corpus Christi Color Times on a daily basis?
No.
Okay. And do you read the Ingleside Index or on weekly basis?
No.
No. And do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you or part-time?
No. No.
Okay, no children. Okay, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great evening. No. Appreciate your help.
You too, and good luck, because I know how it is to survey people.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.